Good evening. Calling your Virginia Amateur Radio Club 2-meter net. This evening is Dave Baker Alpha 7 Mike Delta, and I'll be your net control tonight. Before we get started, is there any emergency or priority traffic requiring the use of this repeater system? This net meets here every Wednesday night at 1900 hours local time, or 7 o'clock. Using the Okanagan Mountain repeater at 147.00. It has a positive offset of 600 and a tone of 88.8. All amateurs invited to check in. This net is an informal discussion on amateur radio and club matters. Our club is affiliated with PEP, and members offer assistance to various events throughout the central Okanagan and beyond. New York City Amateur Radio Club supports Central Okanagan Regional District's Emergency Operations Program, Central Okanagan Search and Rescue, and Civil Air Search and Rescue with extensive VHF, UHF, and HF stations at both Chute Lake and Ellison. Our monthly meetings, of course, are the fourth Thursday of the month, but there will be no meetings for July and August. Do we have any information on sick or injured amateurs? Are there any announcements, bulletins, or anything of interest to amateurs? Again, this is Dave Victor Alpha 7 Mike Delta Net Control.
7, Brian Whiskey Papa.
Whiskey Papa, go ahead, Brian.
A great shout out to those valiant souls that climbed the mountain yesterday and fixed the repeater.
Very good, yes, we can do that. Greatly appreciated all the effort they put in.
Even all made it home.
Well, that's good to hear. I did not hear any injuries or anything like that, so I was expecting that that happened. Would you like us as you check in, Brian?
I might as well, Dave. Thanks.
Very good. And do we have any other announcements this evening for the net? Nothing heard. We will open this for general check-ins. Please come now.
Echo 7 Delta Bravo Sierra.
7 Delta Bravo Sierra. Good evening, Steve.
And how are you tonight?
Fine, rushing around a little bit trying to get the trailer ready as we're heading off tomorrow morning for Big Bar Lake up in the Caribou there. So gonna be away for a few days there, but hopefully the weather's good. By the looks of the forecast, it's supposed to be a little wet in the morning and then clear up in the afternoon. So hopefully everything is fine.
Sure you'll be fine up there. It's pretty warm out here, so we have a great trip, and hopefully you make it safe and sound, and enjoy your time there. So, 73, catch you later.
Good check-in, Steve. You have a great evening. No further check-ins for the Orchard City Amateur Radio Club net.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Bravo Alpha.
Well, Alpha, good evening, Steve.
Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone I met. So I take it that we will not be seeing you at breakfast tomorrow.
We will not, but I will probably honk as I go by.
Sounds good. No real news here. I'm just sheltering from the heat.
That's a wise decision. Thanks for checking, Steve. Have a great evening. Further check-ins from the Orchard City Amateur Radio Club net. Echo 7, Mike X-ray uniform. Echo 7, Mike X-ray Uniform. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone, and again, I'll echo the sentiments. We appreciate all the work everyone did on the repeater.
It's been a pretty good planning session to get that far. Unfortunately, I don't hike well, so I wasn't heading up that way. So, but we appreciate that, and you have a great evening, and thanks for your check-in. Do you have any further check-ins for the Orchard City Amateur Radio Club 10? Station trying to check in. You were cut out by something.
Better, or do I need to try the other frequency?
Sounds fine. I believe that's Doug.
I just wanted to wish you a good trip tomorrow, and I'll see everyone else at breakfast.
Thanks for that, Doug. And, yeah, we appreciate the little sentiment to have a good trip. We're hoping to. We're meeting the kids and the grandkids up there, so should be a fun weekend. Thanks for your check-in. Further check-ins this evening.
Echo 7, Golf Charlie Papa.
Echo 7, Golf Charlie Papa. Good evening, Gary.
And everybody else on frequency, just wanted to give you one more for a check-in. When I came downstairs, I had one radio on scan, and I guess unfortunately there's a little bit of a grass fire of some sort, of some size, over on West Side Road up north. I think it's close to the intersection of the Saddle Mountain Forest Service Road.
Okay, I didn't have the scanner on as I was doing this, so I turned it off for the net. So I will have to turn it on and listen. Thanks for that, Gary.
Yeah, hopefully the guys can get at it pretty good over there. The fire departments, I think, are pretty well staffed and pretty well experienced, that's for sure. So anyway, we'll see how that goes, and who knows, maybe it'll rain someday and we'll all cool off.
I don't see that in the forecast, but hopefully it does. I know we're heading up to Big Bar Lake there. It's supposed to rain tomorrow morning, but then clear up and be nice for the rest of the weekend, so looking forward to that. Thanks for your check-in, Gary. You have a great one. For the check-in to the Orchard City Amateur Radio Club net.
Lima, Juliet, Mike Cliff in there, madam.
Station from Naramata, come again, please.
Echo 7, Lima, Juliet, Mike Cliff in there, madam.
Good evening, Cliff. How are things in Naramata today?
A little cooler than yesterday. Very usable afternoon. But I think the heat is, I think we're going to get more of it, but so gird your loins. Other than that, no traffic to report, back in at 73.
Good check-in, you have a great evening. For the check-ins to the net this evening. For the check-ins for the Orchard City Amateur Radio Club net. Unheard, we will conclude the net this evening. And we had 8 check-ins this evening. This is Dave, Victor Alpha emergency amateur radio 11, encouraging everybody to show up again next week at 7 o'clock or 1900 hours. 7-3, good night. Returning repeater to normal operation.
Mike Delta B7BWG.
B7BWP, Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta, go ahead. Right.
But what's happening in Kamloops? Any idea?
As in what respect?
But it was Volvo was acting up or down or something like that, so that's why they haven't been running a net the last couple of weeks.
Well, I got an email from somebody, and I can't remember who, and they made an executive decision that they did not want to turn their repeaters onto the networks.
Okay, I guess too many of us were checking in.
If that was the case, yeah, I understood that they made the executive decision that they were going to leave their repeaters off the trunking system. So I have no idea why, but it's their loss, I guess.
Right. Just curious. So it isn't an equipment failure, then. It's a